Hey, Marvel Maniacs, welcome to another exciting episode of Guardians of the MCU. This is episode number 239. We're recording this on Tuesday, March 29th, 2022. About 6 hours away from Moon Knight. Just a reminder, Guardians of the MCU is part of the Random Chatter Network. Please check us out at randomchatter.com for information on all of our shows, membership through Patreon, access to the Escape Hatch Discord channel, and show merchandise from TeePublic. I'm Tim. Joining me tonight, Lizzie and Sheba. Hello, ladies.
Hello. Hello. Here. How's your big giant clock timer with the Moon Knight countdown going down?
Big neon timer. It really is like one of those old school things where it's you know, Moon Knight's arms with a finger pointing and it's just kind of ticking away. And yeah.
I knew it.
Tim's heart is racing.
It is. I'm so excited. I'm not going to try to stay up until three because I know then I'll just be too darn tired. So, you know, I'm thinking there's going to be an alarm set. Of course, I don't want to wake my wife up, which she's kind of already said, wake me up. I don't care. I'll watch it with you. She won't. She'll go back to sleep. There's what she says, and then there's the truth. And my wife, you know, 99.9% of the time always sticks to the truth. But in cases like that, I know where her heart is, and her heart is sleeping. So that's okay. She'll catch up. She'll be able to watch it with me in, you know, one of the 14 other viewings that I have of the episode. It's fine.
Yep.
It's okay.
There'll be time.
I'm all right. Yeah, there'll be time. There's plenty of time. This episode, in honor of the news that Deadline broke several days ago about Marvel Studios developing a project on Nova, we're doing a profile here on Nova. And when I say we, I really mean Lizzie. Right, Lizzie?
Yeah, well,
you've set it up.
I did try my best to come up with some information about Nova. It's really tough because there's not a lot out there. It's really shadowy. It's like really tough to find the truth when hey, maniacs, Marvel Gossip Girl here. And have I got the biggest news ever? Nova is reportedly getting his own show on Disney Plus. But did you ever wonder where his story all began? Lucky for us, I've got the scoop. Who am I? Marvel Gossip Girl, XOXO. When the last surviving member of Nova Corps selects unsuspecting high school student Richard Ryder to replace him, Roman Day will put the weight of a world on Ryder's young shoulders. Ryder is imbued with the uniform and the powers, but no instruction on just how to use his new abilities. Ryder begins calling himself Nova, and fights villains such as Condor, Powerhouse, Diamond Head, Sphinx, and more. Word is, he even teamed up with some of Earth's mightiest, Thor, Spider-Man, you know the rest. Following his first instinct, he hides his identity, but eventually the secret's out, and he reveals it all to his family. In a major conflict against the Skrulls, Nova heads to Xandar to fight the war. With the Skrulls defeated, at the end of the day, Nova returns to Earth and relinquishes his powers. Back on Earth, Ryder struggles with his earthly return as a mere mortal and his responsibilities as a high school student. But when Xandar is destroyed by the menacing space pirate Nebula, Ryder is reunited with his powers once again and joins the new warriors. Not everyone believes in our young, intrepid hero. In a battle against Night Thrasher, Ryder's abilities are called into question when he's thrown off of a roof. Luckily for him, Night Thrasher was correct in assuming Ryder had powers. For years, Ryder served with the ranks of the new warriors. Just as suddenly, Supernova hunted him down, and together they set off protocols that led to the resurrection of the planet Xandar. With StarCorps reinstated, Ryder was appointed Centurion Prime. Everyone knew, and everyone was talking about Ryder's return to Earth. But the big question? Could he manage the duality of life as both Centurion Prime and a member of the New Warriors? Alongside the rest of Nova Corps, Nova was recalled to Xandar to confront the Annihilation Wave. But Ryder was once again the last man standing, leaving him the only Star Corps member to survive the wave's surprise attacks. He then became the sole bearer of the entire Nova Force, as well as the conduit for the Xandarian world mind. Upon meeting Drax, member of the Guardians of the Galaxy, Ryder learned how to control Nova Force inside him, and more importantly, how to channel it. After the war against Nihilus, Google it, maniacs, Richard started scanning the galaxy for those in need. This quest led him to become homesick, and the world mind inside him urged rest and recovery. So he went home to Earth to seek a little R&R. It was during this time that one of Earth's mightiest heroes would approach him to register in the midst of the Super War Civil War, Iron Man himself. Lucky for us, Richard failed to see the merits of the Registration Act and left Earth to return to his Nova duties. After a run-in with Ego, the living planet, the world mind determined Ryder was mentally unable to hold that power inside him. Richard Ryder was transported back to Earth, human once again. Ego versus Ryder, and word is, Ryder won. Don't believe me? Just ask his brother Robbie. But that's not all, maniacs. When asked to become a part of the Secret Avengers by none other than Steve Rogers, Nova accepted and was sent to Mars. But being enthralled by the Serpent Crown isn't all it's cracked up to be. With the help of the Secret Avengers, Nova was pursued. But it wasn't until Steve Rogers put on the Serpent Crown that Nova was released from its powers and returned to normal once again. But what is normal, you ask? Nova's powers derive from the Nova Force. This energy imbues him with the ability of flight, superhuman strength, speed, and durability. He is good at hand-to-hand combat, and he's been coached by none other than Kord. Is Richard Ryder the only hero that has held the mantle of Nova? Lucky for us, the mantle of Nova has passed to a new heir in Sam Alexander, the Miles Morales to Richard Ryder's Peter Parker, some might say. He's a young man who discovers his father's Nova Corps gear. And after a visit from the infamous Rocket Raccoon, he takes the mantle. But who will bring this iconic Marvel character to the screen on Disney Plus? Who am I? I'm Marvel Gossip Girl, and I'll never tell. XOXO.
I love Marvel Gossip Girl.
Me too. We need her on the show more.
That was weird. So weird, super, super weird.
Yeah, Lizzie, you cut out for a while there for like 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Gosh, like what happened while I was gone, you guys?
Well, like I can play it back for you. So this chick, Marvel Gossip Girl, came on and she told us this whole story about Nova. It was good. It was really well done. I can't believe you missed it.
Go back and listen to that. That sounds intriguing.
You totally should. You totally should.
I'm sad I blacked out. I missed it.
That's a condition, you should get checked out.
I think what's interesting about Nova from like, you know, like a purely outsider's perspective of someone who knows nothing and didn't hear anything like that, what just happened, we don't really know a lot about what's going to happen for the Disney Plus show, but there are some interesting players in the game.
Yeah, I obviously linked quite a bit to Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
You know, and of course in the comics, you know, stories are changed a little bit from what we have in the MCU, but it doesn't, you know, take a whole lot of creativity to kind of figure out how to bring Nova into play. So I'm excited about it. What, Sheba, what do you think?
I mean, the first interaction or the first time I saw Nova was on, I think, like Spectacular, one of the Spider-Man, the newer Spider-Man cartoons, and he was with a younger Peter Parker and was helping out, you know, S.H.I.E.L.D. and all that kind of stuff. So that was how I came across him, and I was like, oh, okay. So when they were talking about Nova and being on Xandar, I'm like, oh wait, there's an older version, there's other versions of the same character. So I thought that was kind of interesting. So my first thing was with Spider-Man, so I just thought he was, you know, related to Spider-Man. until I was watching Guardians of the Galaxy and they were on the Nova Corps. I'm like, oh wait, I remember this. So I'm just really looking forward to seeing how they're going to, like, which version of Nova or which storyline they're going to bring in.
Yeah.
I definitely want to see a little Glenn Close because her hairstyles as part of everything ever.
Yeah. And plus, just having more of Glenn Close in the world is also very nice because, you know.
Yes, nothing wrong with that.
Exactly.
I mean, nothing wrong with that. Different voice.
Different voice, yeah.
Yep. I have a low voice, you guys.
Wasn't it said that Xandar got destroyed?
Yeah.
It wasn't with Thanos, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, Thanos went there looking for the Power Stone and destroyed the planet. So,
wonder where the world mind transferred to. Not that I know anything about it, obviously.
Well, and we didn't really have a world mind of Xandar.
Well, it probably existed
in the films. Yeah, it may very well exist. I mean, they definitely gave it to us with I can't remember the planet, but from Captain Marvel with the world mind that she interfaced with the Kree.
Right. And then there was the mind meld with Eternals.
Yeah. So I'm interested to see that. Okay. So if Xandar's gone, then I mean, was it him killing half the population like he did in other places? Was that what they meant by, quote, destroyed? Or did he truly obliterate the entire planet? I don't know.
Because he was looking for the stone.
So yeah, for the power stone.
I assume his motivations weren't just like obliterate half, because the half obliterating half of the planet was because he was trying to help them.
Right.
In this case, I don't think he was trying to help them. He was just like, give me what I need and you're not giving it to me, then I'm going to just destroy you.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm kind of wondering what they're going to do. And, you know, maybe Nova is someone who was off planet, or there's another planet with Xandarians on it. I don't know. Maybe they were vacationing in Asgard and then they ended up as Asgardian refugees when Asgard got, you know, became a battleground of gods, and it's a long story.
It would be interesting to see if they go with a younger or older. I mean, I think that Richard Rider would be like the OG option, but if they're really pushing a lot of the like younger guard, then Sam Alexander is like the guy that would have interacted with a lot of the younger people within the MCU. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I mean, we have talked about them doing, either Young Avengers or something like the Champions, you know, some group like that, that's composed of younger folks. And, and will they, the thing is, the other side of doing that is that then you are bringing a cosmic character into what is largely going to be, you know, at least from what we're seeing, fairly earthbound characters. So
they're gonna,
you know, will they even include Nova in that group, or will Nova kind of stick to being a cosmic character?
I mean, it depends, because from what we know with Miss Marvel, she's going to be more cosmic based instead of inhuman based, like she would have been in the comics. So if they're going that route, then they will have that, like that will kind of come into play. And then even with Billy and what's his name? The other kid, the Speed and Wiccan thing.
Yep.
They're kind of cosmic as well, especially if we're talking about them being through like the multiverse. So there's some that will be cosmic and multiversal characters, and some that will be earthbound, which could lead to an interesting, I mean, if they're having some kind of team up, that'd be really interesting to see how they're going to work with all of that.
Yeah. Go ahead, Lizzie.
Okay. I was going to say, what it kind of makes me think of how Star-Lord is grounded by being, a Terran. He is from Earth, but he's got this galactic destiny, and both Richard and Sam come from Earth, but have a galactic destiny. So, I mean, there is And look at how they've grounded Quill within the Avengers and within, you know, Infinity War and Endgame and Thor to like still give it the grounding. You could totally do that with something like Nova because they are Terran. They both are Terran to start off and then have a destiny outside of that. Even like Carol.
Yeah. And exactly. So you're going to have characters that even though they do this separation will still, at least to some extent, kind of have one foot in two different, worlds, if you will. I'm also wondering with Nova, Nova is another character whose race, gender, sexual orientation, etc., none of that particularly matters. So
super fluid.
They can create this character, I think, with, you know, full creativity, diversify this character, do whatever they want to, you know, make this character more interesting, to make him more relevant, to contribute to backstory and all that kind of stuff. It, you know, it doesn't have to be another white dude. So, you know, just putting that out there that, you know, they have a lot of room with the character of Nova.
Also, I feel like because Glenn Close's character was so like, you know, amorphous and like very shadowy, like she was Nova Corps. She wasn't like a person. Like she was just Nova Corps. She could easily step in as the Roman Day character and imbue Richard or Sam with powers or whoever she wanted to with the powers of, you know, Nova Corps.
Right.
Which would be kind of interesting to link her character to the greater picture and rewrite it in a way that would include her because she's freaking Glenn Close. And
yeah, this is true. This is true.
If you're going to have, it just seems like if you're going to have casted Glenn Close as Nova Corps or as a piece of the Nova Corps,
Prime.
Nova Prime. Like, why would you waste that on
one
movie? Yeah. Whereas you could really link it
for just a few minutes. Yeah, exactly. They can give her a bigger story, more screen time. I mean, granted, what we have of her is fantastic, and they did not waste a moment of her screen time.
100%. She ate it up.
Yeah. But, I mean, hey, to see more of her, I think would be fantastic. And I think I agree. There's an opportunity here that, again, so long as they kind of explain what the hell happened with Xandar and where people ended up and how, we definitely have an opportunity to utilize her more and to see more of her. So,
Nova Prime, thank you. I kept calling her Nova Corps. I mean, and if she was Nova Prime, wouldn't she be the person to have access to something like the Nova Force or the World Mind to be able to like imbue it to the power?
I would think so.
Yeah, one would think.
Yeah.
Not absolutely. That I know anything about it, obviously.
Yeah.
I wasn't here. I didn't hear it. I did my own research. What I could find is that's what I know.
All right. Well, so Lizzie, what I'll do is I'll send you the audio file before I even release it. So you'll be fully in the know.
Great. I mean, it would be great to like, you know, have those pieces filled in because it sucks when like, you know, the transmissions take over and I'm like left in the dark.
And then you don't know what's going on. Yeah.
It keeps happening, you guys. I really like, I don't know what's happening to my phone, but it keeps getting hacked.
I think the wires are crossed a little bit kind of thing.
I mean, that's great for us as a podcast, but like not great for me as a Lizzie.
Because you keep missing out.
I keep missing out. It's so nice.
No, it's not fair.
Well, Lizzie, do thank your random connections or people who maybe aren't even connected to you for helping us out with a little bit of background on Nova. Of course, that is the comic book background that we have for the character. And just like what we were talking about here, we don't know what they're going to do with this character or how in the MCU. But this gives us, I think, a little bit of context to understand who the character is and what they do and gives us a few ideas and thoughts as to how they might introduce the character into the MCU. So. With that, folks, thank you once again for joining us and do catch up with us next week for more news and discussion on the MCU here at Guardians of the MCU. And also do check out MCU TV, which will be starting back up this week with our reviews of Moon Knight. I'm so freaking excited.
We couldn't tell.
It's very hard to tell.
So excited.
Keeping it close to the chin, Tim.
We're getting there. All right, folks. That's all we got. Take care.